With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senators reaching a deal to end the shutdown, negotiated in part by GOP senators as well as Democrats Angus King, Jeanne Shaheen, and Maggie Hassan. Now, the Senate is poised to vote possibly later Sunday night or early Monday morning to advance the House passed stopgap, which will later become the vehicle for the larger funding deal. As part of the agreement, Senate Majority Leader John Thune promised Democrats a vote in December to extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies that are due in part to expire at the end of the year. The agreement also guarantees federal employees laid off during the shutdown are rehired and gives federal employees back pay. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the shutdown really could have snarled Thanksgiving travel.
I think what's going to happen is you're going to have air travel slow to a trickle. As everyone wants to travel to see their families, I think we're going to see air traffic controllers, very few of them coming to work, which means, yes, you'll have a few flights taking off and landing at our different airports across the country. But the thousands of flights that happen every day to move people around the country for this great American holiday, it's not going to happen.
Super Typhoon Fung Wong has slammed into the northeastern coast of the Philippines, leaving at least two people dead. And officials now say more than 1 million Filipinos have been forced to evacuate their homes. The storm's massive rain and wind band could cover about two-thirds of the entire country. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has declared now a state of emergency. A speeding car slammed into a crowded bar Saturday in Tampa, Florida. Four people are dead. At least 11 more have been injured. This is SRN News. Virginia Episcopalians are failing on reparations.
4 years ago, leaders of the denomination in the state set up a task force. They vowed to raise $10 million to give to the descendants of slaves and Native Americans. But according to Religion News Service, there is no evidence that even $1 has been raised or dispensed, and the presiding bishop has actually fired the task force. Meanwhile, the Episcopal Church USA has been hemorrhaging congregations and cash for years since embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
Analysts say a growing number of Americans are joining Quaker churches. They're still a very small minority of the general population, but Quakers have been here for centuries. Quakers originated in 17th century England. William Penn, an English Quaker who founded Pennsylvania following the faith's emphasis on religious tolerance in the U.S., Quakers became highly influential in a number of cities. This is SRN News. Paul Tagliabue, who helped bring labor peace to the NFL during his 17 years as commissioner, has died. Bernie Bennett reports.
NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said Tagliabue's family informed the league of his death in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Tagliabue had developed Parkinson's disease, was commissioner from 1989 when he succeeded Pete Rozelle to 2006. He was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as part of a special centennial class in 2020. Current Commissioner Roger Goodell succeeded Tagliabue. The Miami Dolphins and Minnesota Vikings held a moment of silence for Tagliabue and Marshawn Nealand, the Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle who died on Thursday. Tagliabue died Sunday from heart failure at 84 years old.
And Lenny Wilkins, a basketball Hall of Famer, has died at the age of 88. He'd been honored as both a player and a coach. He coached 2,487 NBA games, and that's a record. More details at srnnews.com.